As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me. As someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings, I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook. Welcome back to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and I have Vivek Ranadive here. If you don't know, he's the founder and managing director of Bow Capital, and of course, something else. He's the owner and chairman of the Sacramento Kings. Vivek, welcome to Office Hours.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, you know, I'm always intrigued by someone who is a chairman and owner of a professional sports team, because when I was young, my ultimate dream was to play a professional sports, which I think is a dream of men and women or kids, boys and girls when they're young, almost all of them. But there comes an age where you realize that's the top of the top that get to do that. So as an entrepreneur, there becomes a new top of the top, which is to be the owner and chairman of the most sacred asset on earth, one of the teams in the NBA. And in order to get there, we have to really understand manifestation. For you, how were you able to first manifest yourself into a position through innovation and creativity to create abundance, but also to direct it, because it's a lot more than having money, to actually become an owner and chairman of a professional sports team?
Yeah, so David, it's kind of a miracle. You know, how does a guy that showed up from Bombay with $50 in his pocket own not just owning a basketball team, but just imagine this, I'm on the competition committee, you know, sitting between, you know, Chris Paul and Michael Jordan and legends, and I've never played the game, and I'm here, you know, helping set the rules of the game. So I've absolutely lived the dream, and it's a huge privilege and a huge honor to be able to be one of 30 owners. But my journey started in Bombay. That's where I was born. And, you know, when you get to be an old guy, you look back at your life and you say, was there a moment in your life that defined who you were? And for me, it happened when I was a little boy, and I had my ear plastered to a little transistor radio. And I heard these magical words, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. And of course, I was listening to the moon landing. The Voice of America was broadcasting it live all the way to Bombay. And I was just blown away. I was like, wow, you know, who are these people that were able to take a man, put him in a box, and send him 250,000 miles away to land on a rock flawlessly? You know, what brilliance, what imagination, what courage. And I said, I want to be one of them. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to take my studies seriously, and somehow I'm going to get to America. So I applied to MIT a few years later. They made a mistake in the admissions process, admitted me. Then I had to convince the head of the equivalent of the Indian Federal Reserve to give me some foreign exchange, because the rupee isn't a convertible currency. So I literally had to camp outside his office the whole day. And then he finally saw me and he said, okay, I'll give you like one quarter's worth of tuition and basically $50. And so I showed up at Logan Airport with $50 in my pocket and have lived the American dream. You know, America's been great to me. MIT was great to me. And there were a lot of people along the way that helped me and supported my dreams and my journey. And so I think, you know, what I have learned from that is that if you really want to do something and you put your mind to it, then you just never give up and you just, you know, keep pursuing it, then you can make it happen. And I fell in love with basketball, coaching my daughter's team, having never played the game before. And we ended up in the national championship. And then a few years later, my neighbor and friend, Joe Lacob, called me and said, "Hey, I'm buying the Warriors and I'm bidding against, Larry Ellison and the Oracle guy. And do you think you could join me?" So I said, "Yeah." And so we joined forces and we ended up winning. The team was bad. We got booed. And then just as we started winning, the late David Stern called me up and said, "Hey, you know, the Sacramento Kings, they're for sale and Steve Ballmer is going to move them to Seattle. And don't you think you should buy the team and save it?" And my initial reaction was, "Well, you know, I live in Silicon Valley. I'm a Warriors fan. We're finally starting to win. You know, we got Steph Curry. We got all these great players." And but then, you know, I saw the passion of the fans in the city of Sacramento. I realized that maybe this is something I'm meant to do. I showed up in California with nothing. Everything I have, I go to the state of California. It's our state capital, Sacramento is. And so that's kind of where I said, okay. And I got in there, ended up winning. And now I'm the owner of the basketball team.
And you look good in purple, so that's an extra benefit.
Well, thank you.
Imagine starting a small business. Your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a wine aficionado, Justin has a wine for every celebration and occasion. Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Perdot-style wines from Paso Robles on California's Central Coast. The Justin team believes that the wine should be exceptional from every angle, which is why their team uses boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin produces exceptional wines and is proud to be America's number one luxury Cabernet. Enjoy exceptional wines all season long with Justin. Whether it's for seasonal celebrations, festive dinner parties, or gift exchanges, Justin Wine is sure to make your holidays memorable. Pick up Justin Wine today at a store near you. Visit justinwine.com and enter Playbook20 for 20% off your order. Justin offers the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Be sure to check them out at justinwine.com to receive 20% off your order for a limited time.
Everyone has a superpower. And my superpower is that I've always been able to surround myself with people that are way smarter than me. So that's helped me throughout my life and throughout my career, that for some reason I can convince really, really smart people to come join me. I'm a good salesman, so I'm able to create a vision and get people to align behind that vision. But I really think of myself as, you know, really when you're a leader, the old model of leadership was, it was kind of a Sousa marching band where, you know, everybody kind of marched in unison to the beat of a single drummer. But the new model is more of a jazz band. And so really, you want to get the best of the brightest, and then you want them to each feel like they're doing their own thing. So you're bringing out the best in them, and they can even improvise from time to time. So the leader of the future is a jazz band conductor, you know, assembling different pieces and then making sure that it's all coming together as music. So I think that that's kind of what I've been able to do, is be that jazz band director. I refer to myself as kind of the chief annoyance officer. So I can be very annoying. And so the role of a good leader is, and I had the good fortune of being friends with folks like Steve Jobs, and who people would tell you was, you know, kind of the world champion in being annoying. But, you know, it's kind of like if you look at, you know, how you make something of beauty. So if you look at a pearl, it starts with an empty shell, and there's a grain of sand that gets into the shell. And that grain of sand is an irritant, and then the pearl forms around it. So I'm like the chief irritant, you know, so I'm always asking annoying questions, you know, can we do this better? Can we do this differently? Can we give this person an opportunity? You know, can we enter this market? You know, can we, you know, why not use Bitcoin? You know, we were the first team, you know, in 2007 to start accepting Bitcoin. You know, why not have an arena that is like the first 21st century arena, which is completely off the grid, you know, is LEED Platinum, and is also an indoor-outdoor arena where you can push a button and the doors open up, and then convince the NBA to let me play games with the doors open. So always pushing the envelope, always annoying people with, why not do better? Why not do it, you know, in a way that nobody has ever thought of before? And I think that's what leaders do. Mm-hmm.
And they are also intelligent followers, and some even can apply math to everything that they do. Everything you do is done well as the managing director of Bow Capital, supporting so many other innovations and supporting those that need help with equity and social justice in mind with your team. You're a best-selling author, a terrific father as well. There is one mathematical equation I think of when I think of you, Vivek. It's what you pay attention to plus what you give intention to equals the coincidences in your life. It's the mathematical equation of luck. And I know so many people around you say how lucky you are. It's more math than luck. And so thank you for paying attention to the right things, giving intention to the better things, and creating the coincidences that we all benefit for and from. Vivek, what an honor it's been to have you here with us on Office Hours.
Well, it's been a privilege and an honor to be with you guys. And again, I repeated my formula. You guys are all way better than me. So thank you for the opportunity.